Joining us now to talk about the Cowboys preseason game on the Ticket Hotline, we have the Cowboys head coach Wade Phillips with us. Normally, he's joined by Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones, but this morning, Jerry's under the weather, and so leading us through the interview with Wade is the longtime voice of the Cowboys, Brad Sham. Good morning, Brad.
Junior, I'm contemplating whether or not this is a good idea, this substituting of me as a sort of ersatz Jerry Jones.
No, I think it's going to be great. I think you'll do a great job.
Well, to that end, and with that in mind, on our phone now is Cowboy coach Wade Phillips.
Morning, Brad.
Well, coach, let me begin with the first question of our interlocution. When you take into account the nature and performance of this offensive line, do you find yourself sated or incredulous?
Any of those words American? I don't understand any of that.
American?
You start talking like that, it makes me want to eat cookies, Brad.
Eat cookies?
Yeah, I like cookies. I got to tell you, I miss them, Brad. I miss all that good stuff. Chili dogs, biscuits and gravy, sweet tater pie, Funyuns.
Nutrisystem's not cutting it?
No. I'm so tired of Nutrisystem, I need some ham and some ice cream.
You have certainly enjoyed a precipitous drop in weight in relation to your body fat that was causing previously said weight.
Are you saying I lost weight or gained weight?
That you lost weight.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's been good, Brad. Yeah, it sure has. Yeah.
You had a subtraction of LBs, which is the abbreviation for pounds.
Yeah, I think we all...
Oh, I thought you were talking about linebackers.
If we could continue this interview, and let me ask you this question that I ask now. In the execution of evaluation of these players, are there some you find marginal whose prospects of inclusion on the roster begin to make one circumspect?
What? Isn't that what they do to male babies?
Circumspect?
Yeah.
No, that's circumcision. That is when the doctor takes a young child, sometimes before the age of 8 days, and folds back and removes the prepuce.
Well, I don't know about all that, but you got to understand, Brad, I have a hard time understanding cartoons. This fancy talk's driving me crazy. Let's talk football.
Well, I will say here, with all candor and respect, that Saturday's game reminded me of the new pop song by one Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
And I will excerpt her poetry here for illustrative purposes. We're unforgettable, Daisy Dukes, bikinis on top, sun-kissed skin, so hot, will melt your popsicle.
Popsicle, sex on the beach. To, Brad. I love popsicles.
Not finished. Sex on the beach. We don't mind sand in our stilettos. We freak in my Jeep. Snoop Doggy Dog on the stereo. Oh.
I'm kind of with Wade here. I'm having trouble following this.
Well, now, see, I like that, though. I like that song, too. Isn't Snoop Dogg on that song, Brad?
Well, Wade, we've reached the portentous conclusion of this troubling exchange. I thank you for joining us, and thank you for having a small conversation about the state of these Dallas Cowboys.
Well, thanks, Brad. We're 2-1. That's all I know. And bring Jerry back next week.
And with that, Junior, we now bid you Adieu.
Yes. Thank you so much, Brad. And thank you, Wade. Well, that was a very interesting
Cowboy
conversation.
All right, it's 8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.